Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Please be seated. So our story of Jesus' miraculous cures continues from last week. And I think in this story, we can find some clues in how we are called to serve Jesus and how we are to live out his ministry in our lives and in our community. So the story continues. If you remember last week, he had driven out that demon from that man in the synagogue. And in this story, there's a lot of cures and there's a lot of miracles and there's a lot of demons being cast down. And the most striking one, of course, you know, is Simon's mother-in-law. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. I always get this image of the Jewish or the Italian mother-in-law just hopping up out of bed and saying, well, I've got trays of snacks out there. Why don't you all sit down and I'll serve you? And it's kind of this unbelievable thing. She's been bedridden for God knows how long, and she hops up and begins to serve everyone. And while that might seem a little bit unbelievable at a glance, I'm going to suggest anyone who has been bedridden for a long time, who's been laid up and not been able to do anything, knows exactly what that feels like. The moment that you feel that you have energy again and you want to just get up and especially give back to those who have given to you. I know that feeling very well. Before I went out to the reservation a number of years ago, so we're talking 5-6 years ago now, I got very, very sick after a trip to Ireland. I wound up hospitalized for almost 2 months, and I almost died. I did not have insurance, so I let an illness go too long without getting taken care of, and found myself in the hospital. And that was a rough 2 months, being laid up on antibiotics. But at the end of it, I get the doctor's clearance, and within 2 days, I have packed up my car and driven out to South Dakota to do my service on the reservation, because once I was healed and I felt good, I had to give back. I had to give to God, and I had to be doing something because I hadn't done anything for 2 months. So I can understand exactly how Simon's mother-in-law feels, and I suspect a lot of us feel the same way too. But there's two lessons that I think that we can take from that little exchange right there. First, in terms of our own ministry, okay, in terms of how we deal with the world, it is okay to take care of our home first. Simon takes Jesus to his home to take care of his mother-in-law. We are not called to serve the world at the cost of our family. Our family is our first ministry. The second thing I think we can take from this is that feeling that we get when we have been healed, that new energy, is rightly devoted to thanksgiving and service. When Simon's mother-in-law is healed, she just gets up and began to serve Jesus and Jesus' people. So when Jesus heals us, that is often the beginning of a new part of our own ministry. It is often the place where we, in thankfulness, begin to serve Jesus and Jesus' people, just like Simon's mother-in-law. Now, what does it look like? What does this ministry look like, this ministry that Jesus calls us all to? Let's take a look at this story. So we see, after he has healed Simon's mother-in-law, that the whole city, they brought to him all who were sick and who were possessed with demons. The whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. So you get this image of people just flocking to Jesus. And while it seems like a little bit of an exaggeration, the truth of the matter is if you heard that there was someone working miracles at the front door of St. Anne's, and that they were driving out demons and healing the sick and making people well, even within this community of Sayville, I think that what we would see a line outside the door, stretching all the way around the block, the whole town would come, because we all know someone who could use Jesus' healing. We all know someone who could maybe have a demon cast out. We all know someone who needs Jesus. We might be the person who needs Jesus, and we would come here just like the people in this story. So that's the first part. It's this, the mission that we are all called to is a healing mission. It is a restoring mission. It is bringing people back into right relationship with God and God's people, with themselves, with their families, with their God. We are called to follow Jesus. And at a glance, it looks kind of overwhelming, especially when you see the lines that Jesus develops, right? The amount of people who come to him to be healed. And it is overwhelming, because what happens next? Then Jesus went off to a quiet, deserted place to pray in the early hours of the morning. He's been dealing with people all day. He's healed God knows how many people of diseases and demons, and he needs to get away. He takes time for himself. That's the second thing we can take from this, is that when we are doing God's work, we don't have to do it until we run out of steam. That we can actually withdraw and go to a deserted place. Do we ever do that in our lives, just out of curiosity, even forgetting about God's work, but within our own work? Do we ever take time for ourselves to go to a deserted place to pray? To go somewhere, anywhere, that is not in the midst of all the chaos of our lives? Because that's what Jesus does. And we're not better than our teacher. We are not better than our master. So if our master needs to go and take a rest every now and then we need to go and take a rest every now and then. It's not just an invitation. If we are following the life of Jesus, which is what we are called to do as Christians, then it is a mandate. We are mandated to take rest. And I invite you to consider that in the upcoming season of Lent. But I'm going to go back to a point I made before. Remember when I asked, what would you do if there were miracles being worked in front of St. Anne's? What would you do if Jesus was there and doing that work? My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here doing that work. Jesus is here taking care of the sick and brokenhearted. Jesus is here feeding the hungry at our food pantry. Jesus is here clothing the naked through our thrift store. Jesus is here going to the next town over when we take peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, clothing, toiletries to people in the city. Jesus is here working miracles. And there are people lining up here week after week at our thrift shop, at our food pantry. Jesus is here, and we are continuing in his mission 2,000 years later. Now, as you can guess, when Jesus is somewhere, people flock to him, and it gets overwhelming. First, here's the good news. None of us are expected to do all of Jesus' work by ourselves. Jesus did a lot by himself, but we are called the body of Christ. I'm not called the body of Christ. We are called the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ in Sayville, as the diocese is the body of Christ on Long Island, as the entire church is the body of Christ in the world. So we are never alone in our work. That's one. Two, it means that when the burden gets too heavy and we need to set it down and go off to a deserted place, there ought to be someone right there ready to pick up that burden, because we are all in this together. So if you would like to know how to live out your mission here in Sayville, you need look no further than this church. Right now we're having a food drive, our Super Bowl of caring for our food pantry. We need those cans. That food pantry runs out of food really quick. We serve like 90 people a month. If you'd like to pitch in more, we need people who can actually go and buy food for the food pantry, because we're always running low. We could also use volunteers to stock shelves or even take a shift and help out people who are in need. We need people at the thrift shop. They're always in need of volunteers at the thrift shop. They might be open three days a week? Three? But they're there like 5 to 7 days a week in the back sorting through things so that they can make their way out to the shelves. We're all in this together. And if you want even a more hands-on ministry, Mary could always use helpers when she goes into the city. So Has Jesus touched your life? Has Jesus healed you of something that you can think of where you can look at it and say, yes, I am very grateful for what Jesus has done for me? If so, then I urge you and I encourage you, out of the gratitude in your heart, to find a way, like Peter's mother-in-law, to serve God and God's people. I pray that if you need something to be healed, that you would take it to Jesus, that you would come to his doors, that you would line up around the block if you have to. Bring it to Jesus so that he might heal you. And I pray that for those of us who work very hard, for those of us who are always in some way on mission, that we would remember that we are mandated to take a rest every now and then, to go off into a dark, deserted place and pray, for we can be healed by Jesus yet again. In Jesus' name, amen.